Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I play guitar.
And I like lasers.
If you're looking for love, then listen up, because Jamie's in the joint, and the Dave Doctor is on the Damon Scott Show.
Our resident love expert here every Friday. She's an author, TV personality, blogger, runs got5minutes.com, and she's right there next to Gina J. Hello.
Hi, Damon and Gina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
She brought presents today.
I did. I'm
ready. Presents for us. Hooray.
It's time to talk about Valentine's Day, because we're not here next week. February 14th is not that far away. And this is the toughest holiday for the newly dating couples.
Wouldn't
you agree?
Yeah, because you don't know how far to go. I don't know what to give him or her.
And the challenge is that women are using the gift to measure how much the guy is into her. And really, sometimes the guy is just thinking,
roses at Sunoco are pretty nice.
But I will say, the best thing to do is stick with the traditional chocolates, because they like to say to their friends, oh, he got me roses, oh, he got me chocolate. And that's a really exciting part for them. But for the other couples that have been dating for a while, I have some fun gifts.
Yay!
All right, the first gift that I have, this is not for newly dating couples. You have to be a couple that's been dating a while. You cannot give a book to a girl that you recently started dating.
Gina gives all her men a book called How to Please Me in Bed. Right away. They have to check it out when they come in her living room.
I'm going
to
get to that at the end.
Sexy Star Sign Cooking by
Miss Avery Ritchie. And this is a great book. It's a lot of fun. If you like to cook and if you know that your girl loves to cook, you look up your signs, you pick your recipes, and I got to say, there is nothing sexier than feeding your lover. Like, if you're mixing chocolate and stuff and letting them
unless you do
the
wings, then it can get really messy. Here you go, Gina. Section 5, sausages.
Really?
Yeah, it says you don't even need anybody else there.
That's terrible. All right, gift number 2. Are you ready?
Yep.
These come from Stephanie Marco from KindSpinDesign.com.
I love her.
What she does is she...
My name is on them.
What she does is she recycles bottle caps, and she will go on to Facebook, pull some of your favorite pictures, and turn them into things like necklaces, magnets, pushpins, keychains, and all kinds of other cool art. That's a fun gift. You can find all her art at kindspindesign.com or find her on Facebook.
And honestly, she is so creative.
All right, you ready for the last gift?
Yep.
Is this the dirty one?
What I want to say is you cannot give this to someone that you're newly dating. If you're a girl and you try to be flirty with a guy and give them this, you might come across as trashy. You need to either be having a sexy relationship with somebody or have had one and want to refresh it. This stuff all comes from Slumber Parties by Tasha with an IA at the end, and I have some sexy gels here for Gina.
Look at that, Gina. Let me see the flavor. Kumquat Coochie.
Nympho Niagara.
And Damon, for you, there's a terrible lie out there that once you get married, couples stop having sex. It's not true. Trust me, I've been with my husband 12 years.
Wait a minute, are you still having sex with him, though?
You think I'm going to answer that on the air? Here's a sexy game for you called Bedroom Vows that you can keep next to your bed, and you and Bunny can have some fun.
72 activity cards. I vow to tie you up and then make love to you.
My favorite.
Now, I got the 50 Shades of Grey card.
Well, I hope you have fun with your Valentine's Day.
That is very kind of you, Jamie. Thank you.
Sure.
And if anyone wants to learn more about these, you can contact me at got5, that's the number 5minutes.com, or find me on Facebook, and I have all of that on Facebook.
Got5, that's the number 5minutes.com. She's Jamie the Date Doctor. Hooray for gifts.
Yay. Thanks. Thank you.
Get ready for the high flying.